Past the 10 o'clock hour, welcoming you to What's Up Lagos!
Just live.
I know. It's like play. We're on, you know, literally the final lap of the week. I'm so excited.
A few days to Christmas.
Not like I have anything that I'm doing, but I'm excited. Just I'm gonna be crossing my leg.
Are you inviting me for Christmas lunch?
Yes, you can come. Anything you see, you eat.
I know you make fantastic.
I know they make anything. Christmas, I'm resting.
So what will I eat when I come?
We order pizza.
Marianne, you cocoon pizza for me for Christmas.
I don't understand.
No, this is.
Shame if you go to somebody's house.
That's advert. Why are you mentioning pizza?
No, because I mean, really. You come to my house, maybe anything I give you is what you
I want. A fang soup.
Bring it from your house.
Because I know you can do that.
Bring it from your house.
Stretch.
Exactly.
I tell her to bring something from her house.
Exactly.
But she's telling me what she wants now. How does she know that I can't?
You invited me for Christmas lunch.
I'm not invited. She invited herself.
No, that's wrong. According to United Nations Charter. In this city, no. Of 2022. You don't invite yourself.
Hey, she asked me question, then she answered.
I said, can I come for Christmas lunch? And she said, yes.
Hey, so, can you come?
And she said, yes.
Come. I did not say, my darling, can you come over for Christmas?
You just said it.
Church, oh, what side are you on?
Her house might be a tourist attraction. You want to come and see That's just it.
Good morning, Lagos. This is... We've missed Fancy Nancy. My Fancy Nancy has been stuck in a bubble.
Hala! What's up, Lagos?
Hey,
yes, we're here.
So, yes, we promised you yesterday that we were going to be back, and we like to keep our word.
See, let me tell you, anybody you know that is not keeping their word, they tell you that they'll give you 5,000 naira a month, electricity, security. That person, that your local government chairman or whoever you call, promise. We're not like them.
Yes. Our name is not promised.
And if you want to contest again, I know we know you vote for us.
Yes. If we say we want to contest for What's Up Lagos next year, you will vote for us.
Because we have done something in the past.
Yes.
But
it's tangible.
You can hold it with your hand and your leg. But if you vote for us and we say that we can do it and we didn't do it, then it's up to you. It's on you.
Take it or leave it.
Yes, let us.
Because we are the people that keep our word.
Yes. Let's go and do sound off before time finish.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. As usual, we start off the show with sound off. Right after sound off, we'll go into musings. But today, we'll leave our musings for later because we're going to be talking about movement across the globe.
Traveling.
Migration. That movement is called migration. Everything, all in one. And that's because we have the man at the helm of affairs of the International Organization for Migration in Nigeria. And he'll be talking to us as we get ready for World Migration Day.
All right, it's exactly 14 minutes past hour 10. It's time for sound off. Well, President Muhammadu Buhari has approved remodeling and upgrading of the Presidential Wildlife Sanctuary to enhance the practice of conservation in the country. Permanent Secretary of State House Tijani Umar announced this in Abuja yesterday while receiving a delegation of wildlife experts from Zimbabwe to State House on a week-long assessment tour of the PWLS, formerly known as the State House Zoo. Let us fast forward just in case. In 2018, we know what animals have done to us in this country. About 36 million naira was allegedly swallowed by a mysterious snake, which no one saw. And nothing has been done about that. In 2022, about 4 months ago, the Nigerian Social Insurance Trust Fund, NSITF, told the Senate that termites have eaten most of the vouchers containing details of how 17.158 billion naira is yet to be unaccounted for. But we also remember that 70 million naira was swallowed by monkeys. That's also this year. I have no problem with wildlife, but wildlife has done us bad in Nigeria. Wildlife has treated us wild. Why will you then, of all places in Aso Rock, make sure that wildlife is doing well there? Why would you do that? 70 million naira swallowed by animals. 60 million termites destroy evidence. And now, instead of you to indict these animals, instead of you to look for a way for us to get these things out, you are making, you are going to Asoro and you're upgrading the zoo. Miriam.
I'm sorry. I'm just curious, Mr. President, which one is most important, the clinic or the zoo? Because, you know, I remember the last time the wife of the president did say that the monies that were allocated for the clinic, those monies were entering people's pockets, mm-hmm. and you couldn't as much as find a needle at the presidential clinic. So I'm trying to understand what we prioritize in this country.
I'll stand for the government on this argument, really.
No, I'm trying to understand. I'm not in any way trying to take sides. I'm just wondering, what do we prioritize in this country?
Yeah.
Do we major on the minor? Do we try? What is it? Are you taking us for a ride? What is all this?
Is that a question? Is that rhetorical?
We're in the midst of an economic downturn, and all you think about is to revive a zoo.
Upgrade the zoo.
In
a country where animals have been said to have swallowed cash.
I've told us Nigeria should acquire, a slot on Comedy Central.
Yeah. Animals have been known to swallow. I mean, like that snake that swallowed 70 million naira. I don't know what denomination that must have been in. Maybe 1,000 naira, maybe. And it swallowed it and nothing could actually happen.
And termites ate all those vouchers.
Those wicked termites.
So couldn't
termites.
Find the vouchers.
You guys went, the vouchers, you didn't see no wood. You didn't take wood. You just saw the vouchers that had documentation on how you spent billions of naira. And those termites. Then the monkey. Yes, the monkey. 70 million naira. You wicked monkeys.
And the snake
monkeys.
In jam office.
And snakes. Oh, these animals. And yet, the zoo is going to be upgraded. The clinic.
Oh, no. I'm pro-conservative. I love animals.
No, we do.
My state has the only living drill monkeys. I'm here to... I'm all for preserving it.
That's Cross River State for you. Believe that.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we doing? Mr. President, sir, with due respect, sir.
Good morning, sir.
What are we doing?
How are you doing, sir?
What are we doing?
The zoo.
That sound off. Good morning, sir.
Well done, sir. It's Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info, 10:24 on the clock. And we did tell you that we're not musing this morning. We're going to be talking about migration, the importance of us knowing about migration. You know, I've heard people say illegal migration.
Mm-hmm.
I learned over the years that there's no such thing
migration,
as illegal migration.
Yeah.
There is unusual migration.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, I mean, migration is what
Move
we do every day. I migrated from my home here.
You did?
Today, yes.
I traveled.
I did. So, yes. And for those of you who do not know, 18th of December every single year is International Migrants Day. And that means you and me. It's not about those people who are jackpying you alone. It includes you and I. If I hop on a flight and I go to, let's say, Paris, I just migrated.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If I went to Odupani, I migrated.
You travel.
But it's migration.
Yeah.
And we have a guest in the studio who's going to be talking about the International Migrants Day. He's going to talk to us about migration and some of the, misconstrued ideologies around migration.
We're going to be zooming on it in a bit. Just stay with us. Get ready. Dust up your phones. Get some credit on those phones and be ready to interact with us.
Yes.
When we
and ask all your
you
questions.
To, all right?
Yes.
So we'll be off for a bit. When we come back, we will go straight to it. Our guest is sitting. We're prepping him for What's Up Lagos.
Mm-hmm,
don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we'll be ready.
Yes, he ate some jollof rice, so he's ready for us.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Welcome back from that break. It's still What's Up Lagos, 10 minutes before the 11 o'clock hour. And we have joining us in the studio, Laurent Debock. Did I get it right?
Yes, you did.
He's the chief of mission to the Federal Republic of Nigeria for IOM. In case you do not know, IOM is the International Organization for Migration. And he's here in the studio today ahead of the International Migrants Day. So, Laurent, it's time for you to welcome yourself to the studio and to Lagos. So are you ready for What's Up Lagos?
I'm ready.
One, two, go.
What's up, Lagos?
Yay!
Now, That's how we do it.
Yes.
Now you're welcome to Lagos. Yeah.
All right. So let's hear what about the International Migrants Day? Briefly, before we go.
Break it down, because you know a lot of people wonder what International Migrants Day is.
Well, that has been decided some years ago to have an international day to celebrate migrants and to remind people that actually there are people on the move mm-hmm. worldwide, mm-hmm. and we have to think of them, mm-hmm. Either celebrate them, their success, but also look at those who are less successful.
Why the need to continuously remember this or have these conversations? Because, you know, when you talk about migration, people always look at it as, in the Nigerian parlance, jakpa, or people who, run out of the country without their proper papers. Why do we have to have this conversation, and why should people be educated about migration?
Well, there's always been an important number of people on the move. I think actually we believe and we promote the fact that the world has been created through the movement of people. Culture has been created, or country is created, not such. But indeed, it became more and more visible through the negative lens of migration. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. While it has increased worldwide, mm-hmm. the percentage is slow, but there are more and more people. With the recent climate change, for example, we have seen more and more people forcibly moved. And then with conflicts, whether what do we have to say, human-made crisis, to be polite, we have more and more people as well on the move. So it's more than 218 million are constantly moving. Mm-hmm. And we have various forms which we need to make people aware of. It's mm-hmm. Trafficking, smuggling, like taking advantage of people who are desperate and want to find a solution. So they promise them that they will have whatever they dream of if they trust, and then that's just the wrong trust, and that's what we have to make people aware of. So it's just reminding everybody that it exists.
Yes, and it's happening day by day. We're going to go for another break, unfortunately, but we will be back because you're here in the studio with us, so you're not going anywhere. Yeah. We're going to be breaking down the difference between smuggling and trafficking, because people always mistake this both to be the same. So we'll break all of that
and
down.
And the flags, what are the red flags
and what people should look out for. Yeah, right, we'll be right back. It's still What's Up Lagos. Yeah, we still have Laurent the Buck in the studio. He is the Chief of Mission to the Federal Republic of Nigeria for the International Organization for Migration, and we'll be back after this break.
It's What's Up Lagos right here.
All right, we're still talking migration this morning. If you're just joining us, it's 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're broadcasting live from Emmanuel Atom at Crescent. Did I say Emmanuel Atom? It's me
fine.
On Crescent.
It's fine.
Emmanuel Atom is biting his tongue wherever he is. Tamiyan Crescent. And of course, we are talking about the International Migrants Day. We have in the studio with us the IOM Chief of Mission to the Federal Republic of Nigeria, Laurent de Bock. And he's been talking to us about the importance and the necessity of talking about migration and, of course, unusual migration. Now, Laurent, before we went on that break, you were telling us about how people have been taken advantage of in the name of trying to get them a better life. And we've seen several people who've granted interviews talking about how they got into prostitution or slavery and all kinds of things because they were in search of a better life. Now, you as IOM, we see more of IOM bringing these people back into the country. We see flights bringing people back. How do you convince these people to come back? I mean, aside from even those who have, you know, gotten the short end of the stick, what about those who still think that they have to send money home?
Yeah, there are different forms indeed, but normally we do only voluntary returns. So the people come to us, we have offices by themselves, okay. and they decide to give up. But honestly, giving up is not only like the first choice, it's also because, as you said, they may be abused. Mm. And that's why they are motivated to go back, because they realize that actually it's absolutely not what they were looking for. So it's not that much of a choice. Hmm. I think they would have a nicer life there. They would have not come back, I should admit. But but they say, okay, I want to go home because this is far too much I can tolerate. And some are actually just also taken by police because, as you mentioned, some are forcibly enrolled into prostitution or exploited in labor. then they are arrested. Not necessarily that they are the people perpetrating it, mm-hmm. but they are victims. And so because then the police says, what you want to do, they believe that the best future would be to come back.
Mm.
And it's a very tough decision.
I know, I know. But let's talk about the difference between trafficking and smuggling. There's always a very thin line, and sometimes those lines are blurred. Explain to us the difference.
Yes, smuggling, you must have a border to cross. So it's facilitating you to cross a border
illegally.
We say irregularly in our organization. Yeah. It's just because we don't want to stigmatize the migrant. We don't like the word illegal migrant because it's stigmatizing the person. We say irregular migrant. But it's illegal. So someone helps them. And they have to pay for it. It's a service. So it's falsified documents or crossing them. And we all know those boats crossing the Mediterranean Sea, for example, but also crossing the desert, the land borders, whatever mean. So they pay for it. And the service, they arrive there. Obviously, they may be then in irregular situation, but they have crossed the border. Trafficking is different. Trafficking is really intentional.
You know what you're going to do.
No, the person is actually... she doesn't know what she's going to do at all. She's promised to reach a place, and it's not necessarily crossing a border. It can be trafficking within your own country, from a region to another, but also crossing a border. You are promised a better life, a job, whatever. So you may pay, you may not pay. It depends. That varies. There are some also kidnapping. People are taken from a place and transported to another. But the most important element is exploitation. The purpose of all this is to exploit the person. And then you have various forms of exploitation. Child labor, prostitution, labor.
Organ harvest.
Organ removals. Mm-hmm. All those, any terrible form of...
So now
abuse.
We know the difference between, you know, being trafficked and being smuggled.
Sure. Okay, so I wanted to ask this. In Nigeria, are there hot zones? Are there areas that are prone to this? And what are we doing to these areas to discourage them being convinced to get into this?
Yeah, for years we knew that Edo State in particular was a zone where the people were living from. And actually we knew it by the fact that that's where... that's the origin of the people who are intercepted in other countries, either intercepted in Europe or mainly in Libya. So those intercepted or actually being, in some case, exploited already in Libya, for example, on their way to Europe, they were asking to come back. So that's how we had the barometer, basically, of knowing that a lot of youth were leaving the region. And so they were returned and helped to reintegrate and look at their self-esteem. So it's not only to gain back a capacity to integrate the labor market, it's also or to look at yourself in the mirror or look at your parents because you have deceived them. So it all needs to be rebuilt, the personality and the capacity to actually believe in yourself and that you can
start
get into a job. So that is what we were doing. But what we noticed recently is that because the government and Edo State in particular, they this task force to fight against trafficking and smuggling, and they've really looked at all actors in society who can help and inform and provide jobs and skills and all this to the youth, it decreased.
Okay.
But now what we see, it's a new trend, is the people from Kano are leaving. And actually we see it because we are returning people from Kano now. So we have charters coming from Libya and more actually, to the extent that we have to discuss with the government, the governor and the state level on operations to be done, not only to receive them, to reintegrate them, but to prevent and really interact with society to combat traffickers and smugglers who are actually inciting them.
So Edo State was, Kano is the new...
Unfortunately, yeah, it's not...
Well,
nice to see,
I'm more curious because you mentioned something about government and that's where my interest is, because I did say something to you earlier on. It's like, you know, busting pipes at the other end, and then you're trying to seal it, but then somebody comes this way and continues to bust the pipe. I'm asking because most of the people we see in Nigeria who are in quotes jackpot, I'm not sure you've heard that term yet, but no. it's a term for people to run away from their country, and it's there are more and more people doing it legally and unusually. How are you working with government? Because some of the people who you see running away are saying, oh, the government is bad, there's so much corruption, we're not getting enough pay, etc., etc. What kind of liaison are you doing or having with government to see how they can also better the loss of the people so they would want to stay here rather than going into all those harsh situations?
No, of course, where we are intergovernmental organization, so we work with migrants and their governments. So indeed, we work with them on every aspect, legal aspect, the frameworks, or to operationalize, to prosecute, so we train people. So we have to work with the government. But it's not proper to Nigeria, it's worldwide. Mm-hmm. Governments cannot do that alone. Mm-hmm. It's impossible. So we have, and that's what we are promoting and discussing with all the actors. First, we had an approach which was what we call all of the government. So it's every single part of the government. Mm-hmm. But we realized that doesn't work either because the amplitude is higher and higher. Mm-hmm. So we have to work with what we call all of the society. Mm-hmm. And so the private sector has an important role because there can be an incentive actually to motivate people with unethical recruitment, unethical payment, basic, very basic conditions of work. So that plays a role. So if they are an actor, we can also work with that. The civil society is essential. So, but that's we see across the globe. Mm. Because there is this situation is actually not proper to Nigeria only. Mm. But you can't imagine the youth are willing just to, or believing that it would be better abroad. And it might be the case. We are not saying that you shouldn't do it. Do mm-hmm. it properly. Mm-hmm. But don't believe anybody who comes across the street and say, I will promise you the country of your dream.
But there are people who are seemingly very truthful. For example, a lady she went viral. A lady took her to she make hair abroad. And, she used her passport. She flew, properly. And then when she got there, they took all their passports. And then she started telling her a totally different story. You had to sleep with this person and that person. And even if she does run away, she can't come back to Nigeria because her passport has been taken. So what are the red flags to look out for?
That's what I was going to ask her. Yeah. Red flags. And what are the, first aid, in quote, measures over there? Like when someone is strapped.
Yeah, is there an IOM desk in every country?
Someone can do out there in those countries.
Yeah, but there are very basic conditions to go over. According to us, it's to ensure if you go for work, have a look at the contract which should be signed, mm-hmm. Verify that the company exists. Well, it's very basic, but actually people are promised, plus come here, pay your ticket yourself, get your visa yourself, and then indeed the part upon arrival there is no contract. They promise the contract tomorrow. They would say, wow, I need your passport to finalize your contract. I think basic is never give your passport. But then indeed that's what we are doing. So we are covering the world. We have more than 400 offices in the world. So what we try to pass as a message is not only to go to IOM if you face an issue, but towards structures which exist, because we do exactly the same everywhere. Mm-hmm. We involve civil society, we involve government to inform the people and to actually have them referred to whatever. It's very important to keep a link with the family who can also inform someone if you. And it's, I've met quite a lot of what we call victims. They don't even believe in what is happening to them. That's what when someone gives a passport, they still believe, yes, it's okay, it's for making my contract.
Wow.
They say, okay, you sleep in the sofa and someone will sleep next to you. He said, okay, but tomorrow will be better. It's there is a kind of...
So much hope.
Exactly. Mm. That's what is terrible. It's late then. And I saw some people, they were coming. Let's imagine you are transferred to a country. You don't speak the language, even because you can be coming from Asia. You don't even know at all where you landed in a country, it's dark, you arrive in a place, you have no clue where you are. They were promised maybe to come to a certain city, but you may be somewhere else. You don't understand anybody. If you want to escape, which is not easy because you are locked in, if you are in the street, where to run? You have nothing.
How do you communicate?
Exactly. So this is the vulnerability, which is so high. That is so easy for people. So unless they know who to call, send a message, because they might reconfiscate the passport, but also the phone. So they must find ways to communicate and talk.
But it's sad and pretty shocking that there are people who still hope upon hope that, you know, tomorrow might be better, even when they're
in that situation.
But before we bring Lagosians into this conversation, because we want to open up the phone lines and let them be part of it, quickly, International Migrants Day, there's a theme for this year, and you also are running a campaign. Quickly, intimate us on that campaign.
Yeah, so the theme, it takes a community, and that's exactly what I said, is that it's so important that everybody has a role to play.
Yeah.
If you see your neighbor abusing someone, you can call for her or for him, because he may not be able. So that's the role, and that's what we want to say. It takes a community to make a change. And I Am a Migrant is the theme of a longer campaign that we have. It's everybody has been or would like to be a migrant, and there are positive stories as well. There are negative. They may say what they went through and how they got out of it, exactly, or they have been positive, because we talk about a lot of negative aspects, but being a migrant can also be nice. Mm-hmm. So,
you're a migrant. I'm a migrant.
Exactly.
So, how long does this campaign run for?
We run it basically the whole year.
Mm. And you're targeting not just people in the cities; you're targeting people in
anywhere,
rural areas.
Yeah. All right. I like the fact that I'm a migrant. Does it actually? It goes to say, everybody is, don't think it's another person's problem. We are all, I mean, you could get in that situation. I mean, Marianne and I can find ourselves in France soon, and we could be migrating there. So now, in this year's theme, what you are doing, is there a way that you have people give testimonials? Those that have been there.
Exactly. That's the principle.
Okay.
It's also to target the people. You may not know that your neighbor who has created a big business has been a migrant, or came because his father, he was a child and he just followed his father. So also to show that there are people who are successful, who you don't even know they are migrant, because they
just
integrated so well.
Yeah.
They just say, like, actually, I am a migrant, and I pay my taxes, I created jobs, and I made a beautiful life. So it's also that aspect we want to promote.
And of course, for those who also do not have necessarily have positive stories, they can share the experiences so that it can help you or the next person who might want to pack a bag and not necessarily read the fine print. We'll take a quick break, guys. We want to bring you into this conversation, Lagos. You can call. You have questions about jack buying, about migration,
anything you want
about,
ask.
You know, maybe somebody was brought from another place and your neighbor is maltreating the person. That person might just be, a victim of either smuggling or trafficking.
Yeah. And your question might be as simple as, what do I do?
Yes.
How do I handle this?
Because you are a migrant and it takes a whole community
to do this.
All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info. The phone lines will be open in a bit. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or if you are a lady, we have a line for you. Call exclusively 01465-7190. You can tweet at us with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos, or you could be part of the conversation on our WhatsApp page. We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. It's 11:43 on the clock, and we have our guys right inside the studio, and we need to round this off. But hey,
let him go.
Yes, we have to let him go, but we let Lagos talk to us a bit. If you're out there and you've been waiting to call in and say something, talk about migration,
if you've been a victim of trafficking,
if you know someone who's been a victim. All right, you can do this in the next 5 minutes or thereabouts. 01465-7190 female lines, 01465-7190, or you call us on 0700-993-993-993 and get to ask one question, make a comment, or tell us something you have to say.
And for those of you who want to jackpot, you have questions about jackpot, but Lauren will answer those questions.
I know you probably have your passport, your bags packed. That's not all you need.
Yes,
you need to make up your mind and know exactly what you're going to. It's like jumping into a stream with both legs and you don't know how deep it is, don't know how cold it is, don't know what's underneath. So this is like telling you this is what is inside this, and you make up your mind, make an informed decision. Is this what I want to do? Do I have to do it this way? Are there other ways to do this? What is, I mean, which is better for me?
I remember talking to one of the guys who came back from Libya, mm-hmm. and they were locked up in some sort of, I don't know if it's a dungeon, and then we were made to work. It was hard labor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I still have that video somewhere. He's lost one of his eyes.
Wow.
Yes, in the name of Jakwa. And so a lot of people have to keep telling these stories. Thank goodness, Lauren told us that there are people who, a group of people who are returnees who are, you know, combining efforts to educate people in their communities about, you know, what they have experienced in those years where they were trafficked or where they were smuggled. And this is very important. But we'd like to hear from you, Lagos, quickly before we let Lauren go, because we have Info Girl standing by to tell us something about tourism. In the meantime, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Lauren, before we go,
Go ahead. So, Laura, I wanted to just say, as this year's theme is on, and is this, what else is in line for you guys to do? What are the activities set aside for this time, for this year?
Plus, it falls on a Sunday.
And on Sunday, what's going to be happening? Is there anything, are there any activities that we should be part of, we should think of coming to?
Related to specifically Migrants Day or
migrants day or
Migrants Day, because it's on a Sunday.
Yes, no, on Migrants Day, but we will call people to actually record themselves and give their testimony on I'm a migrant, so they can post that, and we look for people to talk. Not only the organization should, but actually the migrants themselves.
Okay, do you have a help desk? I mean, like, is there somewhere, a website, or because some people might say, okay, you guys have spoken on radio, I need to go check out this organization, find out what I need information, I want to find out more about this, I want to make my decision, these are the flags I've seen. Do you have somewhere they can come to and ask questions?
Yeah, we have the website, www.iom.int/Nigeria.
iom.int/Nigeria.
Yeah, where you can. We have a Facebook page, I Am Nigeria. We have Twitter. We have all forms on Instagram.
I Am Nigeria. You go check it out. And if you get on the website also, you find out more. I'm sure on that website also, you have an opportunity to get a phone line or something to talk to.
So all the information you need is on IOM's website. But we want to let you go today, Laurent. We will be having you back in the studio sometime soon. Laurent De Bock is the Chief of Mission to the Federal Republic of Nigeria for the International Organization for Migration. That's IOM. And they have all of the information you need when it comes to migration. Lauren, we want to say thank you for being in the studio. Thank you for all the time that you spent with us and your patience.
He gave us quite a lot of laughs here. And he didn't come alone.
He came with Elijah, who came from the Abuja office.
Thank you so much also. And that interview was great.
thank you so much. All right, well, we'll take a quick break. Info Girl is here to tell us about SA tourism and why you should spend Christmas in South Africa.
The opportunities there, if you go to South Africa and come
back. Fashion, you're covered. Food, you're covered. Nature, if you want to want to marry a lion, you're covered.
Don't say marry a lion. Take a picture, take a selfie. How do you marry
a
lion?
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, anything you want to do with a lion.
And if you're a fashion person, like, you know, Marianne has this tailor in Nigeria who uses half yard to sew.
Yeah.
This same tailor, I'm sure the types of, they are there in South Africa too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man.
Anything you want. They don't say you should dance. They say you should talk about South Africa. Okay, I'm a piano thing. Oh, we get it.
Okay. If someone is dancing without hearing the sound,
there's a problem. She's going on.
Okay, come and be going.
Yeah, but before I go, let me just tell you that it's www.southafrica.net/ZA/EN.
Are you the owner of South Africa?
Hey!
Come on, explain.
SA Tourism, come and get your girl.
No, but really,
what are you bragging about?
You've made me make up my mind.
You're going, Abby.
I am going. Please, yeah, I am going to South Africa, and I'm going to experience this. And I'll come back and let my enemies see that I survived the selfie with the lion. I survived it.
I can't wait.
All my enemies to live long and see what I shall become in future.
Don't talk to me directly. Don't go through corners. Who are your enemies?
Those that I say that I want to marry lion.
Okay.
Even if you say lioness.
Try. He opens.
All right, guys, I hope you had a great time. I know it's Friday. We had a lot of serious conversation. But if you didn't take anything away today, take away the fact that you and I play a role in making sure that migration is done properly. Mm-hmm. If you want to jackpot, make sure you do make the inquiries. Do not, let's use the politician's term, leave no stone unturned.
Yes, make sure you leave no stone unturned.
Yeah.
But see, the way you're traveling, there are better ways to do it.
Yes.
It's like someone saying, I want to go from here to Oshodi, and one person decides to trek, the other person decides to crawl on their knees, another person decides to take a bus or take a ride, an air-conditioned vehicle.
A koropé.
So, koropé. So you can actually do it in a better way. So don't mind them. Don't anybody tell you you can do it. No, let's do it. I have somebody who is.
I know somebody that I've sent 10 people to Malaysia.
Just get online. Yes. Check it out yourself. If it's not looking like it should, and if the story is too rosy,
If it's too good to be true, it might be too good to be true.
Just give me 700,000 naira a year. When you get there, you get job. 2 weeks, you're making 6 million. How? All right?
Let's all be careful. This is the world all over actually celebrates International Migrant Day on December the 18th, which is Sunday. Let us all be very careful, alert. And if you are a neighbor to somebody who has brought somebody from somewhere and is doing something that is not right,
tell somebody.
Tell somebody. Report it, because you see, it takes a community. My name is Mary Anacone. I love you, Lagos. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEYO for more information and some more entertainment. And of course, search for Mary Ann Dukokun anywhere.
All right, if you're on Instagram, Stretch Original is one word, Stretch Original. Check me out. Follow me, I'll follow you right back. If you're on Twitter, also Stretch Cool. We'll be together again Monday, grace of God.
Can I ask you something before we go?
No, you can't.
What's cool and original about you?
Everything.
Goodbye.